exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we have got the absolute pleasure of talking to Joanna Pavelchuk from The Cirque and Danica Besaidnout, who is one of, or the vocalist of, the new show that's going to be happening at The Cirque in their new venue at Cresta. Very big welcome to you both to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
Joanna, there's big developments happening at The Cirque now. You've moved locations. You're now in Cresta. For people who are not familiar with The Cirque as a brand, what do you guys do?
Okay, well, The Cirque, basically we specialize in live aerial shows. That is our main department, as well as classes. So we do classes for adults and kids. We basically teach everything from silks to trapeze to acrobatics to stretch to pole fitness. There's so many things you can come learn. And you can watch all those things in our amazing aerial shows.
So the new space obviously is allowing for kind of a lot more creativity and a lot more exciting things to develop, because there is just so much more space than what you had at your old venue. So Once Upon a Time is the show that is starting on Friday the 30th. What are some of the changes that you've made to the show for anyone who hasn't seen it before?
Well, we now have two vocalists, not just one, so that's going to be really exciting. We have some new cast, we have a lot of new acts, which are going to be really, really fun. We've just worked on kind of developing the storyline more, the characterization more, so it's going to be great to watch for those who have watched it before and for those who are coming for the first time.
I wanted to know, because we were there this morning and trying out a couple of things, and this is a difficult thing to do. You know, but there were so many disciplines and so many people we watched who were doing rehearsals and warm-ups and all these exercises and stuff. When you go into putting a show like this together, like, do you have an idea in your head, or do you just find people who are like, okay, you are the two silks people, sort yourselves out. You are this person, sort yourself out. Like, how does the structuring of a show like this go?
Well, I'm responsible for teaching all our professional performers. So generally, I know most of their abilities, and when we put a cast together, I will already know that this person is really good at this thing. So we'll work together to work on a really cool act. Sometimes people have to learn a brand new act. Sometimes they'll have to do a group act. A lot of the time it's a group act. So usually I kind of visualize that before the show even starts, and I start to think who's going to be the best for what role. And then we just take it from there, and we allow it to grow a little bit organically also. Everyone's very creative. They're all very, like, artistic people, so they also have a lot of great input.
Danica, there's now another vocalist joining you in the show. Can you tell me about how different is it now with you not being carrying the whole show vocally? You're now working alongside someone else. And who is it?
Yes, I am super excited and very grateful for having someone else to play off. Her name is Emily. She actually just flew in from England this morning, so she is quite a champion, seeing that we have rehearsals again tonight. So yeah, it's going to be incredible. We've worked together before on the first time at the old venue when we did Once Upon a Time, and she was doing one of the acts, and we both have a history in musical theater. We both love theater and just children's theater and working with kids, so I think it's going to be a very powerful combination between the two of us, because we're quite contrasting, and so we're playing off of that with the two different characters that we took really time and kind of decided how do we want to bring the story across, and you know, something that will be relatable for kids, and someone that, you know, she also works with kids that have special needs, so kids who are autistic and maybe with a little bit more attention needed. So, you know, we are crafting our characters around kind of kids being able to relate to that and having that contrast. It's not just, you know, your happy-go-lucky kids, everybody's happy, but, you know, those kids who have just a little bit of extra pizzazz. So we're kind of working on bringing that in through the character and bringing that through the storyline as well. So I'm very excited. We get to harmonize. That's the funnest part as a vocalist. You know, we can have a little bit of extra playfulness on from our side. So, yeah, I'm very excited.
Because there is a narrative running through this show. It's not just an athletic performance to come and watch. This is a story that's being told.
Absolutely. We're working on, we're focusing on really kind of, you know, because I think from what you are visually seeing, and you know, everyone who's seen the show can absolutely detest that it is, they are phenomenal. Like, I watch these people in rehearsals beside of the stage when the show is happening, it is like watching real life superheroes.
Yeah.
They do not have anything attached to them. There's no mats on the floor. They are literally using their own body. It is mind blowing every single time, and it makes me feel like I need to do push-ups or something. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, they are phenomenal human beings. And enabled to kind of incorporate that into the story. So we talk about, you know, that self-confidence and self-love and the strength and finding that within yourself and kind of accepting, you know, weird and wonderful things about you that I feel like, you know, kids, you know, it's always seen as an adult thing, you know, to be able to have self-awareness and kind of know that you're different or where you fit in. And I think with kids, it's just kind of like, nah, they're a kid, just don't worry about it, they'll figure it out. And I think with the storyline and the narrative that we're really focusing on is to kind of, you know, on self-love, self-confidence, but also, you know, support and friendship. And that's what this team is. Like, everyone relies on one another, and everything that you do affects the person around you. And that's what's so incredible about it.
Yeah. And that's a great lesson for kids to kind of take further with them. Absolutely. But the fact that it's based on, and I've seen the original show, and I took both my kids, and they were absolutely just enthralled. Like, the eyes were like big, like saucers, just watching everything that was happening in front of them. And also, there's kids that are in the show.
Absolutely.
Doing all kinds of incredible feats. Yeah, on Ariel as well. And just the fact that they're watching this kind of superhuman thing happening on the stage, but through a story and that kind of fairy tale thing that they are familiar with. So this show is absolutely brilliant for this time of the year, especially with the school holidays that are upon us now.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's kind of happened by happy accident, I think, a little bit. But definitely something for the families to do. And honestly, it's a show that anybody of any age can enjoy. So from the youngest kids, to, you know, all the way through to, you know, the grannies and grandpas, everybody can come through and everybody can definitely enjoy it. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to launching this Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, and I definitely want to come and give it a watch at some stage over the next couple of days, because just from the stuff we did this morning, it's just, it's going to be so impressive to see people doing this at that level. And I mean, the concept of circus, right? Like, immediately the stereotype is, oh, they're going to be clowns and elephants and a lion tamer and you know, like, but at the end of the day, circus is about people doing things with their body. And then I think a lot of people have the idea in their minds of like dinner and a show and go and see Cirque du Soleil and people on the silks and those sorts of things. And you are also Cirque. What drew you to circus initially?
Oh, gosh. My journey started a long time ago. I actually started with Pole Fitness in Cape Town. And that journey kind of took me. I was living in Durban. I had a studio. Eventually, I moved to Johannesburg, and I kind of met Orlando, who is, he's my brother-in-law now. At the time, he was not.
There's a story there. Yes.
We are, his brother Marco and I are a circus couple with a circus baby now. But yes, so I moved to Johannesburg a good few years ago, and we kind of all started this company together. So it was kind of like a natural progression, but I was always extremely drawn to the sport, to the industry. Honestly, I don't know why. There's just something super magical about it. It's just, and I think anybody who does it will tell you that when you start, you just there's just something that takes over, and you're obsessed. And took it into this whole career. Now, I used to perform a lot. I don't really anymore, because now I'm behind the scenes. I'm the choreographer and the director of the shows and the photographer and the videographer and the circus mom and the real mom.
Joe's so, got some artistic genes, if you can tell. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, so I really enjoy the new space now also where I'm at, and I enjoy kind of leading this team, ever-growing team, into these shows and just creating new stuff. And it's really just awesome.
Yeah, I can imagine for kids who come along and see it, it must be absolutely mind-blowing, and in the best possible way. You must have so many kids afterwards coming up and going, Mommy, how can I learn to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we have kids' class. Our kids' classes are really busy. They're full. People love for their kids to do circus. It's actually really amazing for their bodies, because it doesn't just build strength and flexibility. It teaches them a lot of self-awareness for their bodies. We practice it very safely. So we always have mats. We always make sure that the trainers are are well trained themselves, and definitely the show's just, and the fact that we have kids in the show, that's, it's also one of the reasons why we want a show. It's not just for adults.
No,
it's not just for a small set of, it's also not just for super fit people who could go to the Olympics. It's everybody, the people who actually do circus with us are pretty much regular people. We have lawyers, we have accountants, we have just normal people.
Radio
who just,
presenters.
Radio presenters.
I was going to say, sure. if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Yes. Joe, where can we get hold of tickets for Once Upon a Time?
So you can head over to our website. It's www.cirk.co.za. That's spelled CIRK.co.za. There's a link there. You can buy tickets online. You can also come to us and buy it. We are in Cresta Center near the food court. And yeah, if you have any issues, you can reach out to us. We're on Instagram also, Cirk, C-I-R-K. We're on Facebook. We've got our WhatsApp number. Everything is there.
If you're looking for something to do with the kids, and if you want to go and see what it's all about, Roz and I tried it earlier today. It is on our Instagram at Jacka Drive as well, cirk.co.za. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.